Phil Mooney is a wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says there are many reasons why bear sightings were up this year. Here are two easy ones.
We had a fair amount of berries down in town, but we also had a fair amount of the police blotter calls where the sows and the cubs got into trash, and that, as soon as that happens, that's an incentive to stick around.
Mooney says many Sitkins are conscientious about how they dispose of trash, which can easily attract bears, but he adds that all it takes is one sweet-smelling trash can.
And you have, say, 9 out of 10 households that are doing a great job, and you've got the one that doesn't. Well, unfortunately, that bear's going to come in there, and he's going to check the other 9 while he's there.
And, he says, bears have decent memories for where to find food.
You're just not going to be able to go out there, clean up your trash, and not have the bear come back. And that bear's going to come back, and he's going to check those cans whether you've got food in it or not.
Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says bear calls have kept his officers busy this year. At first, there weren't a lot of sightings, and Schmidt said that he thought a new city ordinance cracking down on trash disposal was doing its job.
But then, boy, when they hit town, this is the most that we've had in my recollection, is we got overwhelmed.
Schmidt says his officers didn't write any tickets for improper handling of garbage this year, opting instead to issue warnings. And he says he hopes to see continued improvements on how the community deals with bears. That could involve reassessing the bear ordinance and encouraging people to keep a better lid on their garbage.
If we can get the containers that absolutely will not open, then I think that would help a lot. But there was kind of a perfect storm of events. I think there were going to be bears around town this year regardless.
Authorities say they keep busy responding to bear calls and scare them off when possible, but that's easier in some cases than in others. In August, officers were charged by a sow along Halibut Point Road. They used rubber bullets to haze her from the area. Her 4 cubs were later spotted wandering alone, and the sow's carcass was discovered after that. Mooney says a necropsy revealed that the sow had been hit by rubber bullets at least 50 times over the course of 6 to 8 weeks. Those cubs were taken to Fortress of the Bear, though one of them died while being tranquilized. Mooney says the fact the sow died is a testament to how determined a sow is in protecting her cubs.
You can't really haze a sow with cubs. She's going to defend those cubs no matter what. And whenever you go in and you're trying to haze her and the cubs split and go different directions, she's going to stand there and take those hits until she rounds up those cubs. And a more effective strategy is to move the people out of the area, move them back from rubbernecking and trying to get close to get pictures, and give her some space to pick up her cubs and go.
There were 3 reported incidents where people were physically touched by a bear this year in Sitka. The most recent involved hunter Carl Wolf, who was out searching for deer when he happened upon a startled boar and suffered a bite wound. Wolf made a speedy recovery. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.